بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to the global community of Radio Islam International. This is your favorite 2 hours of the week with myself, Muhammad Saad Jada, and my co-host, Hafiz Yusuf Rawat. Your voice, your talent, your time to shine. This is the Nizam Hour on Radio Islam International, where you sing and we listen. Alhamdulillah, it's been a very bright and sunny, warm Saturday afternoon thus far. And I'm really enjoying the day, alhamdulillah, with some outdoor activities as well. I went horse riding actually during the afternoon, and it was a really nice experience getting out into the outdoors and venturing through the high veld, the beautiful high veld which we do live in. And the weather was quite contributing to the atmosphere as well, compared to the weather we've had in the last few days, a bit cold. So let us know what you did this weekend or last weekend. How did you spend your weekend? Let us know on 011-854-1548. With me in the studio, my co-host, Hafiz Yusuf Rawat. How was your Saturday afternoon? Rather, how was your Saturday nap, Hafiz Yusuf Rawat?
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum to all our listeners, and yes, wa alaikum salam to Hafiz Muhammad Sa'ad Jada. Before I begin, Hafiz Sa'ad, I don't know, I beg to differ. You say you're in horse riding, but the pictures you showed me look like you are riding a pony. I don't know, let's see, Hazrat, do you think you rode a pony or a horse?
A dynamite gun is more picking it up.
Alhamdulillah, Saturday has been fine thus far, Allah. Because you're talking about the weather this morning, I was... After Fajr, it was very cold, and then we went for lessons this morning, and we came out about 8 o'clock, it was like extremely cold. And yes. in suddenly, within, in a period of an hour, the weather changed drastically, and when I mean drastically, we went to buy coffee. We didn't even have the coffee outside the car. We sat inside the car to have it. And again, 2 hours later, the sun was out, and it was shining bright, and the heat was everywhere, and we were back to what the weather we have currently. So the weather is changing, you could say the weather has its moods. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, I love the cold weather. I don't know about you, I'm a winter fan.
Love the cool weather.
I mean, everyone is like cuddling under 3 blankets and sleeping, and it's a lovely
life. The cool weather, maybe it's such a personality. What kind of weather do you like? Let us know on 011-854-154. Yes, I know a lot of people actually do prefer the cold over the heat. They say that when it's cold, you can get under a blanket or close the curtains, close the windows. But when it's hot, the only thing you can do is switch on the heater. I mean, switch on the aircon. So you need to have an aircon, you need to have a fan. Otherwise, you cannot tolerate the weather. But I think I find that cold weather is more of a miserable weather and a less productive weather. You know, you don't feel like doing anything. Like, you just wish you can get up and you can hear the news that, you know, today's cancelled, go back to sleep.
Surprisingly, Abhi Sabos, you don't do anything when it's hot either.
No, but it's easier to do nothing in the heat than do nothing in the cold.
Yes, yeah, as you mentioned, there are those who prefer the heat over the cold and those who prefer the cold over the heat. You can share your thoughts with us via our SMS line this evening, 48855. But you are listening to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, and Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jada, and joining us is our studio operator this afternoon, Hafiz Hanzalain. He is waiting for your calls on 011-854-1548. 011-854 is the number you ought to be dialing at the moment.
Last week you asked Hafiz and the last students to phone in. And then we came to a conclusion, he's not a very good educator because not one, a single child phoned in. But now since I hear he left his current school, and I just saw social media was flooding with lamenting messages and, you know, recording all the memories of Hafiz Hanzalah, Hafiz, how they're going to miss their teacher. And I was quite surprised, you know. Like, I was thinking, if he has to leave engineering, would we miss him that much?
Definitely. The broad smile behind the screen, Hafiz Hanzalah, always smiling, mashallah. Hafiz Hanzalah always smiling, mashallah. Allah keep him smiling for the rest of his life.
And he gives us assurance that he's not going to be leaving soon.
No, and always, I must say, whenever we debate, Hafiz Hanzalah, 90% of the time is on my side. So I'll miss him more than you, Hafiz Saad.
I see. So, you like it there. But I know when Kari Bashir was in studio, he always give the engineers a hard time. Hafiz Hanzalah, he would ask Hafiz Hanzalah to read Kirah, to ask Hafiz Hanzalah course questions, and you know, I could see that. Hafiz Hanzalah has been put on the hot seat a lot. Maybe we should try that. keep our engineers on their toes. Alhamdulillah.
What Nizam are you going to sing for us today?
He only plays Nizam. I heard that Nizam of Zain Bika this last week. That popular one which just came out recently regarding the animals.
Oh.
There's a first
alligator of the
I heard it this last week. It's the first time I heard it. I prefer the Nizam Hour policy.
Who's your lord?
That's my lord.
That is the number one track on the Nizam Hour. All our Nizam Hour fans love to sing that Nizam. And I made a promise which I haven't yet fulfilled. And I made it a while back when Abis Norman Panjbaya was with me in studio. And we said that we're going to learn that Nizam specially for all our Nizam Hour fans. So if anyone has the lyrics, you can email it to me at yusufrvt@gmail.com. And inshallah, on behalf of Isad, I'm volunteering his efforts as well. Both of us will sing it for you on the Nizam Hour. We don't promise when, but inshallah we will do it. We will, one of the days we will sing for you this Nizam, as it is the most popular Nizam on the Nizam Hour. So, but for now, let's hear it from you on 011-854-1548. And I have an indication that we have some callers waiting for us on the line. Perhaps they're going to sing for us. Hey, little fish. Let's see, who's our first caller for the evening? Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what is your name?
Yusra,
how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
How has your Saturday been?
Alhamdulillah.
Were you outdoors or indoors?
Indoors.
You were indoors. What did you do?
Playing.
You were playing? What sort of games do you play indoors? Were they board games? What were you playing? With your toys or your car, dolls?
With my brother.
Oh, you were playing.
And my sister.
You were playing with your brother and your sister. Okay, mashallah. And what are you going to be doing for us today?
Nizam.
Which Nizam are you going to sing for us?
Little fish.
I sort of made dua for the prawns or a Ferrari. Mashallah, mashallah. Yusra, you can begin. Bismillah.
Hey, little fish in the bottom of the ocean, moving along in a really cool motion. Did you ever wonder where you came from? Who is the Lord of all creation? The little fish said, that's my Lord, the little fish said. That's my Lord, the little fish said. That's my Lord, the Lord, the creator of us all. Hey, little bird, so way up high, light up the sky with your colored design. Tell me who made you and I, me to walk and you to fly. The little bird said, that's my Lord, the little bird said. That's my Lord, the little bird said. That's my Lord, Allah, the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator. There's no one greater than Allah. So why do we stand tall to brother recognize what's right before our eyes? Stand for my Lord. Hey, alligator, lying so still, who's your maker? By whose will do you crawl? Do you swim? Who controls everything? The alligator said, that's my Lord. The alligator said, that's my Lord. The alligator said, that's my Lord. Allah, the creator of us all. Hey, king of the jungle, the mighty lion, of the food chain, no denying, but who is the one? You're a lion, life or death. With deciding, the lion said, that's my Lord, the lion said, that's my Lord, the lion said, that's my Lord, Allah, the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator, there's no one greater than Allah, so why do we stand tall to block to recognize what's right before our eyes? Stand for my Lord, because hey, my brother, hey, my sister, see yourself as self-sustainer, but don't you see? But all come later, we all return to the creator. They will say, that's my Lord, they will say, that's my Lord, that's, they will say, that's my Lord, the Lord, the creator of us all. I travel the world, north to the south, east to the west, and there ain't no doubt wherever I see. Whatever I found, I can hear them sing out loud. Alhamdulillah, praise my Lord, Alhamdulillah, praise my Lord, Alhamdulillah, praise my Lord, Allah the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator, there's no one greater than Allah. So why do we stand tall to protect us tonight? What's right before our eyes shines from my Lord, 'cause Allah made everything. Allah made everything. Allah made everything. The earth and the blue sky, but do we remember him? Thank him for everything. So in the dawning was all our minds, Allah.
Jazakallah for that wonderful
my
nizam. Your brother also wants to sing. Which nizam is he going to sing for us?
I don't know.
Okay, call your brother on the phone.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. What's your name?
Yusuf.
Yusuf. Yusuf who?
Yusuf Hassan.
Yusuf, where are you calling us from?
Huh? Marlboro.
What? Oh, from Marlboro.
And what are you going to sing for us today?
Muhammad, Jesus,
okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
Muhammad, Jesus, his mother's name is Amina. Nevertheless, the figure of his mother, he never saw his father. Since his father died, he stayed by his side. His uncle would tell him, my sister wants to speak.
Your sister wants to say, okay, call your sister. Walaikum salam, what's your name?
Amiya.
Amiya, what are you going to sing for us?
My brother's sister, and I have ocean. Moving along, very little ocean. And I wonder, my creation, my brother's sister. That's why I love the Lord of this bed.
That's my Lord.
That's my Lord, the Lord of this bed. I let the Lord move in the Lord. I have the answers. Moving along in a really good motion.
Jazakallah for this wonderful nizam, and we have two callers singing the nizam for us that we want to hear. So which nizam must we play for you?
Rabbana ya Rabbana.
Rabbana ya Rabbana. Okay, we'll ask Hafiz Anzala Hafiji to play that nizam for us in the next nasheed break. Going to the lines on 011-854-1548, we do have our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are we speaking to?
Zainabaid.
Zainabaid, where are you calling us from?
Laneja South.
Laneja South, and you phoned us before, am I correct? You are a friend from Laneja South.
You are Hafiz Vaid's granddaughter, and Hafiz and other Hafiz Vaid's daughter.
Granddaughter.
Granddaughter. Oh, Hafiz Vaid from LMS. Oh, and what are you going to sing for us today?
Hazbi Rabbi.
Hazbi Rabbi Jallallah. Okay, please start singing for us, Zainab.
Hazbi Rabbi Jallallah. Mafi Bi Hayrullah. Nur Muhammad Sallallah. La ilaha illallah. Hazbi Rabbi Hajallah, ma fi qalbi hayrullah, ma fi nurum Muhammad sallallahu la ilaha illallah.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah Zainab for that wonderful nizam. And when is Hafiz Vaid going to sing a nizam for us? Are you going to ask him when he's going to sing a nizam for us?
Yeah.
Is he there with you now?
No.
Okay, so when he comes, you must tell him next week he must phone in now and sing a nizam for us, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Zina, which nizam must we play for you?
Medina Yad.
Okay, we'll play Medina Yad for you in the next nasheed break. Jazakallah for your call, Zainab. Assalamu alaikum. Got a message on the Radio Islam the Radio Islam WhatsApp service, and it says here's a riddle. A surah has two letters making up its name. If one letter is added to the existing two letters, it will make the name of another surah. If another two letters are added, are further added, it will make the name of another surah, which is a third surah. So now name all three of these surahs.
Are you asking me that? Do you know the answer?
I know the answer.
I know the answer also.
You must have saw the answer.
No, shukr. When someone asked the question, I had a Quran open in front of me, so it was very easy for me, and I answered it. It's very easy, little, alhamdulillah. But let's pose it out to our listeners out there. Let's see if you know the answer to that riddle. Let's repeat it for them one more time, Anfisahat.
A surah has two letters making up its name. If one letter is added to the existing two letters, it will make the name of another surah. If another two letters are added, it will make up the name of another surah. Name all surahs.
011-854-1548 is the number to be dialing if you know that answer.
How the Yusuf, there's four surahs in the Quran wherein every ayat ends with the letter Ra. Which are these four surahs? Ramadan is on the corner, so you should be riddles should be of second nature to you. Now, Avazanzala should be traveling to Vietnam or to Cambodia. Or what's next on the list, Avazanzala? Timbuktu, local. Local is lekker. Finally, Afazanzala decided to stay to be Tarawih local this year. Alhamdulillah. May Allah SWT make it easy for you, Afazanzala.
Afazanzala, can we advertise your Tarawih? It's a secret location at the moment. Allah, Allah, Allah.
In the local masjid.
He's really
in
Masjid al-Siddiq.
Allah Akbar. He's taking over your job, Abu Yusuf. 011-854-1548. Do we have any callers or did you chase them away? Yes, we do have a lot of callers on the line. We'll take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, caller. Okay, I think we lost that line. We'll just cut that line and go on to the next line.
Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Who are you speaking to?
Faiza Gangat.
Faiza Gangat. Where are you calling us from?
Azadwal.
From Azadwal. And how is it today in Azadwal?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And how are you today?
I'm fine. Alhamdulillah.
Shukr. And what are you going to do for us today?
Sing.
What nazam are you going to sing for us?
Number one for me.
You are the number one for me. Okay, bismillah.
I was a foolish little child. Crazy things I used to do. All the pain I put you through. Mama, now I'm here for you. For all the times I made you cry. The days I told you lies. Now it's time for you to rise. For all the times I made you cry. Oh, backwards, turn back time, rewind backwards, make it undone, say that I would make it up to you. Mom, I'm grown up now, but then you day, I like to put a smile on my face every day. Mom, I'm grown up now, it's not too late, I like to put a smile on my face every day. You know you are the number one for me. You know you are the number one for me. Oh, number one for me. How I finally understand the famous lines from the dear facing time. Cause I recall a child of mine. Even though I was so bad, I've been learning so much from you. Now I'm trying to do love my kids the way you do. Oh, backwards, turn back time, rewind backwards, make it undone, say that I would make it up to you.
My mom, I'm grown up now. It's a brand new day. I like to put a smile on my face every day. You know you are the number one for me. You know you are the number one for me. Oh, oh, number one for me. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for that beautiful nizam. This is also the first time I'm hearing this nizam. Who is the artist of this nizam?
Huh?
Who is the artist? Who sings this nizam?
Mahi Zain.
Oh, I haven't heard it before. You better look for that on the system, eh? So we'll take our next call on 011-854-1548. We have limited time before the Maghrib Adhan. So without any further delay, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, caller. I think this caller doesn't know we are talking to the caller. Assalamu alaikum, you are live on air. Okay, I think we'll drop that line. Any other lines? No, we have no other lines. Are open on 011-854-154. Your voice, your talent, your time to shine. We had a little post by one of our listeners out there, and the little was, there's a surah of Quran, and this surah has two letters making up its name. If one more letter is added to the existing two letters, a second surah's name will be formed. And if another two letters is added, then the third surah's name will be formed. So you have two letters. If one letter is added, you have a second surah. If two more letters are added, you have a third surah's name. Which name these three surahs? 011-854-1548. You can interact with us via Twitter at msaadjada, msaadjada, or you can SMS us at 48855
or 0727861548.
That's a WhatsApp number. If you wish to WhatsApp us, then you can WhatsApp us on that number or SMS us at 48855. For now, the line's on 011-854-1548. Assalamu alaikum. No, I think there's a problem. There's a problem with the line. Okay, we'll drop that line, inshallah. Call, if you are listening, you can call us again on 011-854-1548. Alhamdulillah, we just passed a very important event in the annals of Islamic history, and that was the 27th of Rajab, where we know that a lot of scholars are of opinion that that is a date which the journey of Isra wal Mi'raj had took place. Now, there is a difference of opinion whether it was the 27th of Rajab or not, but nevertheless, we'll see the opportunity to take maximum benefit from the incident of Mi'raj and see what lessons and important values we can extract from this journey of Mi'raj. Now, we know most of us must be very familiar with the actual incident of Mi'raj itself. There were a lot of programs taking place in our local masajid. But inshallah, maybe what we can touch on is the incidents after the actual event of Mi'raj. What transpired in Mecca, Kumukarama, after the journey of Mi'raj, and what important lessons can we learn from the events which took place after the journey of Mi'raj. We'll be discussing that after we take our next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Ibrahim Nusarka.
Hafiz Yusuf, you know, I had the opportunity of meeting Ibrahim Nusarka about 2 or 3 days ago.
And where was this?
Ibrahim, do you remember?
Two.
Just tell Hafiz Yusuf where you met me. Ibrahim, you forgot where you met me now.
He only remembers important people that he met. He doesn't have a poster of you on his wall, Afisad. Ibrahim, how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to read throughout the night.
Okay, Bismillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والليل إذا يخشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى ما أو تكمنا عند الظلام لا يسلى إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وفي الجنة مهلة قوم الذي يؤتي ماله ويتزكى وما لأحد إنه من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربي الأعلى ولسوف يرضى.
Jazakallah Ibrahim for that wonderful recitation. We would love to talk to you but longer, but it is now time for the Maghrib Adhan. Inshallah, the Radio Islam Nizam, our team, will be back after the Maghrib break, so stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, this Saturday night, the 7th of May 2016. And yes, no confirmation yet if today marks the 1st of Sha'ban 1437. So if you are out there and you are, if it is possible for you, then go out there and look for the moon. This is a noble sunnah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, everyone is encouraged to go out there and see if they can sight the moon for Sha'ban, which will mark one day closer to the month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Yes, the month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So, if you have the capability and ability, then I would urge you and beg you, my brother or my sister, if it's a moon for, go to your backyard. Even if you don't end up seeing the moon, then you at least try to participate in a noble sunnah. Who knows, this one sunnah can be the means of our maghfirah in akhirah. Subhanallah, one sunnah can be the means of the shafa'at of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf. Mentioned in a hadith that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be calling his ummatis towards him and towards his kawthar, then the malaika will shun these people away. And then the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say, these are my ashab, these are my ummatis, why are you shunning them away? They will say, O Nabi of Allah, you do not know how they had innovated your sharia and how they had innovated your sunnah after your demise. So let us be among those who revive a sunnah. Tonight, let us go out there and let us go in search of the moon with the intention of practicing upon the noble sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah later on we will be joined with one of the representatives of the Jamiatul Ulama and Uqsa to inform us of whether the moon has been sighted or not, of and if tonight will be the first of Sha'ban. You are listening to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, and I await your call on 011-854-1548. And I have an indication from my sound engineer this evening, Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji, that we have our first caller on the line. So let us go to that first caller immediately. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And how are you, my friend?
Alhamdulillah.
You okay?
Si.
Alhamdulillah. And what is your name?
Abdullah Nusarka.
Abdullah Nusarka. Where are you calling us from?
Lanesia.
You stay in Lanesia. Abdullah Nusarka, why you don't come visit us here at the Radio Islam station? We also in Lanesia.
I'm down the road from the station.
Allahu Akbar, you are down the road from Radio Islam. No, Abdullah, you have to be here with us. I think if you open your door now and you start running before the program ends, you will be here. Is that a deal? Or is the food already ready and you're very hungry? Okay, you're going to try next week, inshallah.
Inshallah.
You're going to try? Si. You sure?
Si.
Who's going to bring you? your daddy's going to bring you. Just tell your daddy, please, man, please. And if you don't want to, then you must...
bring me.
Si? Who's going to bring you?
Ask
you're going to ask your ummi, yeah, and if they don't want to bring you, they just start crying and act like you're crying and start jumping and go in the room and go under the blanket. And you know when you want something and how you act, you know, eh, Abdullah? So you must just act like you really, really want to come, and then they're going to bring you, okay?
Okay.
Inshallah. What are you doing fast today?
Surah Nabah.
You're going to recite fast the complete surah. Okay, Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma yatasa'alun 'anil nabayil 'azim alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun kalla sa'lamun ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا النهار وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المؤثرات ماء سجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I thought you were going to complete the full surah for us. Do you know the complete surah? Abdullah?
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are we speaking to?
Chuwaydi and Asasa.
Chuwaydi, and what happened to Abdullah? Is he crying?
Yes.
Why is he crying? I told him I must cry next week to come to the radio, not today. What's wrong? Tell Abdullah not to cry. Why is he crying? Juwelia?
Yes.
Why is he crying?
I don't know.
You don't know, so tell him sorry. Brother Dufail is saying Abdullah heard me, so that's why he started crying. You think that's true, Juwelia? You think it's true? It's because of me?
No.
Oh, okay. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to say a riddle.
You're going to say a riddle. Okay, let's see what's your riddle.
Round and round the ragged rock. The ragged rascal ran. How many arms are there in that? Tell me quickly if you can.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Abdullah should ask you the riddle. Say it one more time.
Round and round the ragged rock, the ragged rascal ran. How many arms are there in that? Tell me quickly if you can.
No, I don't know. What's the answer?
There are no arms in that.
Oh. Okay, JazakAllah for that.
Moana?
Ji?
My brother wants to say something.
Oh, Abdullah?
No, Ibrahim.
Oh, yeah, another brother. So all of you are going to come to the radio station.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And what is your name?
Ibrahim Nusarka.
Ibrahim Nusarka. And how are you today, Ibrahim?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And what did you do today?
I'm going to say a riddle.
You want to say a riddle. Okay, say fast a riddle.
It's in rock but not in stone. It's in marrow but not in bone. It's in a bolster but not in a bed. It's not in the alive and not in the dead. What is it?
Is it a letter or something, like one of the alphabets?
Si.
Hey, you see, I was clever. So what does he say for me one more time?
It's in rock but not in stone. It's in marrow but not in bone. It's in balsam but not in a bed. It's not in life and not in dead. What is it?
The letter R.
Cheers.
Ay, I deserve a prize for this. I'm just joking. Okay, JazakAllah for that one, Ibrahim. And tell me something, what nizam would you like us to play for you?
One of my Zain.
Ooh, no, my Zain. Okay, what other nizam? What's your favorite nizam? What's your favorite nizam?
We got this.
Okay, inshallah. JazakAllah for calling us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
Yes, the lines are buzzing on 011-854-1548. 11 minutes past the hour of 6. You're listening to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, and in studio with me, my studio operator for this evening, Hafiz Hamzallah Hafaji. Let's go directly back to the line so that we can interact and communicate with our listeners. Call you live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Khuzaimami Ahmed.
I'm sorry, you have to repeat your name for me because it cut off when you were saying. What is your name?
Khuzaima Ahmed.
Khuzaima Ahmed.
Si.
MashaAllah. And where are you calling us from?
From Malaysia.
From where?
From Malaysia.
Malaysia. You calling us from Malaysia?
Si.
MashaAllah. Where about in Malaysia do you stay?
In the street.
Which street, my puppy? What's the street's name?
Do you know the street's name?
Yes.
What's the street's name?
In the street's name.
G?
In the street.
In the streets?
Yes.
Okay. What are you going to do for us today?
Hasbi
Rabbi Jalla Allah. Okay, Bismillah, you can begin.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, wa fi qalbi khair Allah, Nur Muhammad sallallahu. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Nur Muhammad sallallahu. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad. Hadir Rasulullah, hadir Rabbi Jalla Allah, wa fi qalbi khairullah, jazakumullah.
Jazakumullah khairan for that. Assalamu alaikum.
My brother wants to speak.
Your brother wants to speak. Does he also live in the street?
Yes.
Okay, call your brother from the street.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. What is your name?
Shurahbil.
Shurahbil. And what's your surname, Shurahbil?
Ahmed.
Shurahbil. Ahmed, how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to read the Surah Duha.
Wadduha. Okay, Bismillah. You can begin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث.
ما شاء الله. What doesn't would you like us to play for you?
The latest of Muhammad al-Muqit.
The latest of Muhammad al-Muqit. Okay, okay, inshallah, we will ask Hafiz Hanzala to play for you. Alright?
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. I think one of the latest one is Yahala. You know that Nazam Hafiz Hanzala. You know, talking about Hasbi Rabbi, it's one of those nasheeds also that throughout the ages have developed into different tunes and it's been modified. I don't know, Hafiz Hanzala, if you can form for us a collection of the different Hasbi Rabbis that have been produced during the past. And I'll give you some help with that. One is the very old one. Hasbi. No. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله صل وسلم يا الله على محمد رسول الله. You know that Hafiz Hanzala looks like he's fine in it there. Then you had the one of Qari Ziyad Patel. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله. Then there's a new one of Hafiz Abu Bakr. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله. There's one more version of what I remember is in. He goes, starts with a zikr. Allahu, 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 La ilaha illahu, Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله نور محمد صلى الله La ilaha illallah. So those are four I remember, Miss. And there, I don't know if there's any other one that you remember, but inshallah, later on in the show, we will play it for our listeners out there. The different types of Hasbi Rabbis that have been compiled by different nasheed artists in different tunes over time. Let's go back to our line on 011-854-1548. Who's our next call, Hafiz Anzala? Caller 11A, assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Mulana, I'd like to remain anonymous.
You would like to remain anonymous, and why is that reason?
I don't know.
Are you going to be singing for us?
No. I phoned to answer the riddle.
You phoned to answer the riddle. Which riddle was that?
Hafiz Saad asked.
He asked two riddles.
In the surah, it starts with two letters. And then if you add one...
Okay, yes, I know the riddle. Okay, Bismillah, what's the answers?
It's Surah Hajj. Then Surah Hijr and Surah Hajarat.
Hajarat. See, mashallah, mashallah. That is the three correct answers. Surah Hajj. So if you added one letter, it will make a name of another surah, which is Surah Hijr. And if you add another two letters, it will make a name of another surah, and that is Surah Hujarat. Jazakumullahu khairan, anonymous listener. Now do you want to be known because you got the right answer? Maybe you feared you're going to get the wrong answer, so you don't want to be known.
No, I'm fine. Oh, I would like to ask a riddle.
You want to ask me a riddle? I must tell you, I'm on my game today, so I might get it right.
Okay, let's.
No, I'm just joking. Oh. Okay, what is your riddle?
What occurs once in January, June and July, and twice in August?
Once, the letter U.
It's right. I think you are on the roll today.
I am on the roll. Where is Afisad today? And he had to leave here early today when I'm getting all the riddles right. Okay, Jazakallah, anonymous listener.
Mulana, 2 minutes.
Okay.
You know that the second riddle Hafiz Saad asked at the surah with the R?
Not the surah with the surah with the four surahs in the Quran, it ends with the letter Ra.
Oh, okay.
Every ayat of the surah ends with the letter Ra.
Surah Asr.
One is Surah Asr and there's three more remaining. Four surahs.
Okay, I'll see what they did. I'll call back, inshallah.
Inshallah. That's the spirit, my boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and take you from strength to strength. What nizam would you like us to play for you?
Anyone, I don't have a problem.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hafiz Anzala, have you figured out that riddle? I'm on my roll today, I know the answer. I have figured it out. Or maybe one of the listeners just SMS'd me and I saw the answer. You never know. Let's go back to our lines. 011-854-1548. Caller, you're live on the air. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live on the air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Caller, you live on air. If you think it's not you, perhaps it is you, and sometimes you're just holding back because you think I'm speaking to someone else. So just try. Say assalamu alaikum. Perhaps it is you listening to me on air that is live at the moment. Caller, you live on air. Assalamu alaikum. No. Abis Hanzala, this caller is cross. He or she does not want to speak to us. Let's go to our next caller. Let us see who is this caller. Caller, you live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Yahya.
Yahya, what's your surname?
Patel.
Yahya Hussein.
No, Yahya Patel.
Yahya Patel. From where are you calling us?
I'm calling from Durban.
From Durban and all, eh? Which side of Durban?
Sherwood.
From Sherwood. Hey, we came to Sherwood. Did we meet you there?
No.
You never met us there in Sherwood. We came how long ago? I think it was in April. Yes, the first
week. I don't think so.
Yes, we came there to the masjid in Sherwood.
In April, I was in Joburg.
Ooh, you see now, that was the problem. In the first week of April, the whole Radio Islam team came to Sherwood on a Saturday, and everyone had their programs there, Abishaki Bayat, and we had a live Nizam hour there in the courtyard of the masjid. Mwana Chohan was there, and Mwana Asmal was there, all the Mwanas and all the children. But this Patel fellow, what's your first name again?
Patel.
Yahya Patel was not there. He came to Joburg. So when are you coming to visit us again in Joburg?
I'm not sure.
Huh?
Maybe in Ramadan.
Maybe in Ramadan? Okay, Bismillah. What are you going to do for us?
I'll read a surah.
Which surah are you going to recite?
Surah Fatiha.
Okay, Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت غير عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
ما شاء الله. What does would you like us to play for you?
يا ربنا
يا ربنا. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay, inshallah. We will ask Hadi Zanzala to pay for you. Jazakallah for calling us. Assalamu alaikum. Before we go back to our lines, before this caller, before this previous two callers, we had mentioned that the Nazm Hasbi Rabbi has been one of those famous anashid throughout time, and it has been modified and changed and developed over the years with different tunes and different styles. Hadi Zanzala has gathered for us a collection of all the different types of Hasbi Rabbi, and he'll be playing for us short snippets from all, so stay tuned.
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله صلي وسلم يا الله على محمد رسول الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله صلي وسلم يا الله على محمد رسول الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله صلي وسلم يا الله على محمد رسول الله حسبي
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله أول وآخر
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله صل وسلم يا الله على محمد رسول الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله صل وسلم يا الله على محمد رسول الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله صل وسلم يا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 hasbi rabbi jalla allah. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله ما في قلبي غير الله حق 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 الله الله حق 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 الله الله حق 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 الله الله رب 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 سبحان الله لا إله إلا 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 الله
Allah, Allah, Hafiz Hanzala, don't play with Hafiz Hanzala. MashaAllah, there was a compilation of Hafiz Hanzala's Hasbi Rabbi's collection of all the different Hasbi Rabbis. We just collected Hafiz Hanzala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. Yes, some of them, I think one he pulled from Dada Adam Zamana, they are very, very old one, mashallah. I haven't heard it myself, but the rest of them he has reminded us, rather, of all the different styles of reciting this nasheed, Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah. It is 29 minutes past the hour of 6. A reminder to all the listeners, inshallah, we will be joined a bit later with one of the representatives of UQSA, informing us of whether tomorrow will be tonight will be the first of Sha'ban or not, one day closer to the month of Ramadan. But for now, we have callers on the line who are waiting to be answered. So let us go back to our line, 011-854-1548. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Ooh, this caller doesn't want to speak to us. I want to thank one of our listeners who just informed me that the previous caller who we had called in with the different riddles was actually a girl, and I said, that's the spirit, my boy. My apologies to you. But it's good to see that people are aware of what's happening on the Nizam Hawa Office. It's not only the small ones that are listening to us. My apologies to that listener. I have been informed that I said I've addressed you with the wrong gender. Please forgive me, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and all of us as well. Hafiz Tufail, you can also forgive us. Let's go. I'm just asking you in advance because I know I'm going to take about 5 minutes of the teenagers as usual. Let's just go back to the lines. 011-854-1548. Who's our next call, Hafiz Anzala? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Why are you laughing at me? What's your name? I never got your first name. I just heard you were Patel. What's your first name? Ahmed.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, Ahmed Patel.
I'm from Durban.
You calling us from Durban?
Yeah.
How's it today in Durban?
Yeah, you.
Is it nice in Durban?
Yeah, sit there.
Do you like to go to the beach?
Yeah.
What you do by the beach?
I'll come tomorrow to your house.
I must come tomorrow to your house?
Huh?
What you going to give me?
Sweets.
You going to give me sweets?
Yeah.
Hey, Avizanzala, can I bring Avizanzala what?
Yes.
No, man, I only want sweets from him, but don't give him sweets, okay?
Yeah, I want sweets, yeah.
I must bring for you sweets.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you? I know you need I have diabetes because you're limited.
Sing for me. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Sing.
He's singing now.
You want to... I know. I'm telling you to sing, my boy. Sing for me. No, you better say assalamu alaikum, otherwise I'm not going to bring for you sweets.
No, I'm
just... Oh, okay. I'm upsetting all our small ones today. I better end up crying. Ahmed, are you still there? Ahmad.
What's that there?
I can hear you. What you say?
I can't hear you. What are you dancing?
Okay, now just sing for me. Ahmad?
No. A sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a sweet.
Yeah.
But first you must sing for me, then I give you a sweet.
Ahmad. No.
Oh, why do you want to say this? You want to talk to me, sir?
Yeah. Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Very small listener indeed. Yes, yes. Full of energy, full of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them well-spirited in the flavor of deen so that they can one day become true ambassadors of Islam. Let's go to our next caller. Assalamualaikum.
Salam.
Wa alaikum salam. And who are you?
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And what's your name?
Fatima Zahra.
Fatima Zahra. And where are you calling us from?
From Azadville.
From Azadville. Ooh, I'm going to ask you for a favor. Can you ask them to turn your radio volume over down? Because I'm hearing myself speaking. So I sound like a spook. Okay, that's much better. Jazakallah. How are you, Fatima?
Alhamdulillah.
What can you tell me?
Anything. I want to say, Wakuli.
Gee? I couldn't hear you clearly, my puppet. What did you say?
Please, can I hear you? I'm going to say, Wakuli.
Okay, Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن شريكا في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. You becoming a حافظة. Fatima?
I learned it in Madrasa.
You learned it in Madrasa, mashallah. And what nizam would you like us to play for you?
Hasbi Rabbi.
Hasbi Rabbi. Okay, inshallah. We'll ask Abi Nanzala to play for you, alright?
Please, can my sister speak?
But I'm going to charge her. I want 5 samosas and 3 pies. Okay, call her quickly.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And what's your name?
Khadija.
Khadija. MashaAllah. What are you going to do for us today, Khadija?
I'm going to say, hey, little fish.
Hey, little fish of the ocean. But, okay, but you can't see Bazda full nazam because it's too long and we have a lot of callers, okay?
Cheers.
So this is a short part. Is that deal?
Cheers.
Jazakallah. Okay, Bismillah.
Hey, little fish in the bottom of the ocean, been along in a vertical motion. Have you ever wondered where you're from? Who is the Lord of all creation? The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord, Allah, the creator of us all.
MashaAllah. What nizam would you like us to play for you? Khadija?
Anything.
Anything. There's no nizam called anything.
I think my mom is amazing.
You think your mom is amazing. Okay, well, that's Abid Anzala if he has that one. All right, maybe he's pulled out from his back pocket. Okay. Jazakallah for calling us. Assalamu alaikum. 25 minutes to the hour of 7. You're listening to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat. And Hafiz Hanzala is getting tired of me. He says, please, go away now. Go away. Just 25 more minutes with him. But I hope you don't feel the same. And I want to see what the reaction of my listeners out there. Let us see who is our next caller, Hafiz Hanzala. Caller, you're live in here. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Maybe they're waiting for me to say the full one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala wa barakatuh wa maghfira. No. Assalamu alaikum. No. This caller, we've lost him. He's gone. Okay, you can try and call us again on 011-854-1548. You are listening to the Nizam Hour. Let's go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Juwayriya.
Juwayriya, mashallah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Where are you calling us from?
Down the road.
Allah, Allah, Allah. What guna we done?
I phoned in earlier.
Oh, you phoned in earlier. You Nusarka?
Yes.
Oh, Juwayriya Nusarka. How's your brother Abdullah?
He's okay.
He's still crying?
No.
You sure it wasn't me? Did I tell him something?
No.
Then? You still don't know why he was crying. I think he's crying because he wants to come here to the studio and no one wants to bring Abdullah. I think we should campaign for Abdullah. What you say, Abu Zanzala? We should make some big placards and go campaign down the road there by his house and tell his parents to bring him. So are your parents going to bring you all, inshallah?
Si,
okay,
inshallah.
So what's the reason for calling us again?
The riddle.
The riddle. Which riddle? You going to give us a riddle or you want to answer a riddle?
I'm to answer a riddle.
Which one you want to answer?
The surah at the end with the raw.
Okay. The riddle was, which four surahs of the Quran and Majid all end, each ayah in the surah all end with the letter raw. So example, if we have wal asr, the end of the ayah ends with the letter ra. So which four surahs of the Quran wherein each ayah of the surah ends with the letter ra? Okay, give it a go, Juwayriya. Bismillah.
Surah Qamar, Surah Kawthar, Surah Asr, and Surah Qadr.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. But you know there's a second part of that riddle. Did you know?
No.
The second part is you have to read all the surahs fast. Are you ready?
No.
No, I'm just joking with you. MashaAllah, that is the four correct answers. Surah Qamar, Surah Qadr, Surah Asr, and Surah Kawthar. MashaAllah, tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your knowledge and your fervor for deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you and your entire family. JazakAllah for that. Assalamu alaikum. TikTok, TikTok, Avizanzala, 20 minutes. Let's go. Who's the next caller? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Who are we speaking to? What's your name?
Abdullah.
Abdullah. Where are you calling us from, Abdullah?
Marble Hall.
Marble Hall. So far away. How long you stay in Marble Hall? Always?
Yeah.
Masha, you like Marble Hall?
Yes.
And you like lens?
Mm-mm.
You don't like lens?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because.
Why because? Tell me. You came to Lens before?
Mm-mm.
You never come to Lens and you're telling me you don't like Lens. It's like you never eat the chocolate but you're saying you don't like it. Is that fair? What you say? Abdullah? You gonna come to Lens?
Yeah.
Okay, inshallah. What are you gonna do for us today?
I was playing.
You are playing today. Are you going to sing fast the Nazam now?
Yes.
Which Nazam are you going to sing fast, my boy?
Ayatul Kursi.
You want to recite fast Ayatul Kursi. Okay, Bismillah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa wa la yum tayyum. La takhudu sinatu wa la hawlahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. And what Nazam would you like us to play for you? What Nazam do you want us to play for you, Abdullah?
The fish one.
The fish one? Then we're going to go fishing. You go fishing there in Marble Hall?
Yes.
Okay. Jazakallah for calling us. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Interesting, today I learned something new when we were in Tars with Hazrat Mufti Radaul Haq Hafidahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him so that we and the entire Ummah can benefit from his knowledge, as well as all our Asatidah out there and every teacher that taught us in life. And he was discussing Ayatul Kursi, and he says it's commonly well known, the story of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he was guarding something and the shaitan came on the first night and tried to snatch it and steal it, and he caught him and he gave him chance, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him the next morning that, oh Abu Hurairah, what did your friend tell you last night? They said that he won't do it again, O Nabi of Allah. He said, definitely he is lying. And this happened for the second and third night. And Abu Hurairah then told him, okay, now I'm going to take you to the Prophet of Allah, because now you have overdone it and you have taken promises and oaths upon oaths that you will not repeat the very action which you are doing. But at that time, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not know who he was dealing with. He did not know it was shaitan. So, Shaitan then made a deal with him and said that, oh Abu Hurairah, I will teach you something that will benefit you, and in lieu of that you will set me free. And what did he teach him? He taught him the ayat of Ayatul Kursi and the benefit of these ayats. So what a beautiful question people put there, that how did Shaitan know the benefit of Ayatul Kursi? How did he know the benefit of Ayatul Kursi? And that the explanation that the ulama give is that Shaitan, out of experience, had realized that whenever someone recited Ayatul Kursi, he was protected from the devil. That now became a security for him from the devil himself. So out of experience, he realized, hey, this guy, I can't get hold of him. Why? Before he slept, he recited Ayatul Kursi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that not a day passes in our life wherein we do not recite the ayat of Ayatul Kursi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Let's go back to our line, 011-854-1548. And Afi Zanzalai chase all the callers away. He says there's no callers. Okay, if you want to speak to us, 011-854-1548, you can call us. We're going to go for a short nasheed break, and we're going to see if we can get hold of one of the members of UKSA to inform us that what is the latest regarding the moon. Stay tuned.
Rabbana ya Rabbana, 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 Rabbana ya Rabbana. Ya ilahi rahm kar likh de meri taqdeer mein, ya ilahi rahm kar likh de meri taqdeer mein, ya ilahi rahm kar likh de meri taqdeer mein, roze khairul bashar likh de meri taqdeer mein, roze khairul bashar likh de meri taqdeer mein, rabbana ya rabbana, 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 rabbana ya rabbana. Ya ilahi shahr Makkah se Madine ka safar, ya ilahi shahr Makkah se Madine ka safar, ya ilahi shahr Makkah se Madine ka safar, aana jana umr bhar likh de meri taqdeer mein, آنا جانا عمر بھر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں ربنا یا ربنا 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 ربنا یا ربنا
Rabbana Ya Rabbana, that is the Nizam which is rendered by Marana Imtiaz Sirat of the UK. You are listening to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat. And on the line we have the Secretary General of the Jamiatul Ulama, Marana Ibrahim Bam, Hafidhahullah wa Ra'ah, who is going to inform us regarding the moon sighting tonight. Was the moon sighted for the first of Sha'ban or not? Let us welcome Marana to the Nizam Hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
Wa alaikum salam. I don't know, are you going to give some of the listeners good news, or for me perhaps all the aunties are going to be on their nerves because one less day to prepare all the samosas and pies?
Yeah, I suppose that is a peripheral issue with regard to the more important objective of increasing our spirituality as we come closer to the month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, we are pleased to announce that Ulama Council have just announced and have reached a decision with regard to the sighting of the moon that has taken place in various cities in South Africa, including Middelburg, Witbank, and thereafter in Cape Town. Mm. On the basis of that, the United Ulama Council of South Africa have announced the beginning of the month of Sha'ban, and may this month, together with it being a harbinger for the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, it is a Mubarak and blessed month in itself.
Mm.
So, alhamdulillah, the month of Sha'ban has started, and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala make this a month of great blessings for us.
Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reward all those who made it possible to make the moon sighting available for us, and all the different efforts that happen at the Jamiatul Ulama offices. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reward one and all, inshallah.
Just to say and share hadith, that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that she never saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting on so many days in any month other than the month of Ramadan, the way he fasted in the month of Sha'ban. So Sha'ban itself is a Mubarak and blessed month. And of course, another reason for its blessedness, it brings us closer to the month of Ramadan. And also, it is a month in which we have the Mubarak and blessed night of Shab-e Barat. So we hope all the listeners of Radio Islam, a very blessed month of Sha'ban, and a request for du'as for everyone associated with the radio and for the entire ummah, and including myself, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakallah for your time this evening, Marana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was Marana Ibrahim Bam, the Secretary General of Jamiatul Ulama and part of UKSA. He has informed us that the moon has been sighted in many parts of the country, and tonight marks the first of Sha'ban. First of Sha'ban. Just 1 month and the month of Ramadan will be here. The month of Ramadan will be here. And if we do not value these days and value these months, then we will be saying tomorrow it is the night of Eid. We again will be on air waiting for the United Ulama Council of South Africa to inform us of whether the moon of Eid has been sighted or not. So let us value these days. Mawlana shared a hadith of us of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who said that she had never seen the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast so many days in a month other than Ramadan, besides the month of Sha'ban. So yes, we do joke and we put it on the side that people, their preparation for Ramadan is all about the pies and the samosas and the moon and stars and whatever else the women folk do make, and alhamdulillah, that is a reward for them as well, because they are preparing so that in the month of Ramadan they can be free for ibadah and they can provide food for all of those in the family who are fasting. This is a reward indeed, but let that not be our objective towards the month of Ramadan. Yes, if you made one less dozen of samosas because you were preparing with more Quranic recitation, that will be more fruitful for you in the month of Ramadan. Now is the time to plant those seeds so that it can grow and it can bear fruit in the month of Ramadan. Let it that this Ramadan not be like every other Ramadan. Let it not be like every other Ramadan. It's senseless. We keep on crying the same story that, oh, Ramadan comes, I try. But what have you really put in place? I mean, when you talk of something that's big, something that's huge, an event, a major thing in your deen, then it's not only about that event, it's prior to that event, post the event. For us to understand, you can talk about the World Cup. Post the prior to the World Cup, everyone that hype, the craziness, which game I'm going to be there for, how much are the tickets, I can't miss out on the opening, I can't miss out on the final. What was the hype of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came to the month of Ramadan? Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. To teach every ummati 1400 years later that it's not only about the month of Ramadan. If you want to be successful in the month of Ramadan, then you have to start in Rajab. You still have the month of Sha'ban. You still have the month of Sha'ban to prepare yourself for this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we become true ambassadors of deen. We become true ambassadors of the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through the month of Ramadan, we become from Ahlul Quran. Not only those who are hafiz, those who are known with the title of a hafiz, a person who is attached with the Quran. Inshallah, in the forthcoming weeks, we will be talking about the attachment to the Quran. Those who are really attached to the Quran, and those who have a clinging and passionate love and obsession with the Quran. That's who we have to become. And this is the season for Quran. This is the time we have to become opportunists. This is the time we have to take full and maximum opportunity from the month of Ramadan, because we are enshrouded with Allah's rahmat. Coupled with that, we have sown to help us abstain from sin. And to put the cherry on the top, it is the month of Quran. We have Quranic recitation, we have Taraweeh, we have Tafsir programs, we have I'tikaf, we have Laylatul Qadr. Ah, subhanallah. How many opportunities are there for us? It's like you're standing in front of a goalpost and the person's telling you, all you have to do is kick the ball straight. Let alone having the technique and the know-how of how to kick a ball, or the person teaches you how to kick a ball, he's telling you also the palace and the goalpost is empty. The palace and the goalpost is empty. There is no goalkeeper there. All you have to do is touch that ball and you will have the World Cup in the palm of your hand. The month of Ramadan is like this for a believer. It's even easier than that. One is you have a teacher giving all the tips for exams, and one of you take the teacher takes the hand of the student and then writes out the paper for the student. That's how merciful Allah has been for us through these blessed months of our deen. So let us take opportunity. Let us not be those who are deprived from gaining the best from these months. May Allah make us successful. We're going to go for a short air break, and when we return, we'll be concluding. 3 minutes to the hour of 7. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat. We apologize to the few callers we had online. Unfortunately, time does not permit us to take those calls because the hour is almost up. So once again, we apologize to you. Please forgive us, and please give us a call next week on 011-854-1548. Yet another edition of the Nizam Hour has terminated, and yet as we were saying, time flies. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfect creation, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said the two ni'mats, two blessings of Allah that people take for granted is good health and time. So value your time and value good health so that we will never regret, inshaAllah tabaraka wa ta'ala. 2 minutes left, and inshaAllah we are going to conclude. From myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, my sound engineer this evening, Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji, and our downstairs reception Uncle Mohsin, sorry about that. I don't know, I'm mixing up the genders today. From all of us here at the Radio Islam Station, Medium Wave 1548, we say Jazakumullahu Khairan to all our listeners for allowing us to be in your blessed and noble company this evening. If we have said anything to hurt or embarrassed or make anyone feel ashamed of themselves, or we said anything wrong to anyone, please forgive us and always remember us and the radio station and the entire Ummah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dua. So for myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji, and Uncle Mohsin downstairs, up next is the teenagers. Until we meet again, inshallah, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.